Welcome to the last chapter of Witchworks as we conclude the second season of Dark Corners with David Allan Boyles. I sincerely hope that you've enjoyed this journey. I'm sure you'll notice the change of narrator for this episode, one that brings a very unique perspective to the events that transpired in Maria Bay. Sometimes, things just happen on their own. One word of advice. You may want to leave the lights on. Chapter 13. Leaves. An Epilogue.
Walk with me, won't you? It's quiet tonight. Oddly quiet, even for this little coastal town in the off-season. Has been for the last two nights. With the 6 p.m. curfew, we won't likely see any of the citizens out and about.
The blinking red traffic lights reflected on the wet pavement as we look down Main Street make a lovely scene, no?
Well, yes. Disturbing, too, I agree. As you can see, Maria Bay has not fared too well. The rubble from Loose Moose Brewery and Wilson's Hardware are still smoking from the fires from when chaos reigned in this small village. All the other businesses are boarded up as if they were expecting a hurricane. Shopkeepers here are used to doing that, but there was nothing ordinary about it this time. This was done in desperation, as the owners attempted to keep looters out of their smashed storefronts.
Devil's Night. In Maria Bay. Who'd have ever thought? But then, most citizens here had never known that anything like Devil's Night even existed. Those that did thought it only happened in the big cities like Detroit or Philadelphia. But this was something more. See those uniformed soldiers walking the streets? Rarely has a governor called for assistance from the National Guard for anything other than weather calamities. But here they are. You can see a bit of movement there in the sheriff's office. The department is working with the skeleton crew after the massacre that took place there. The mayor and the city council have spent the last 2 days making calls throughout the state in a frenzied attempt to replenish their depleted police force as quickly as possible and return the town to some sort of normalcy. That hasn't happened yet. Most citizens are still too frightened to do more than to drive slowly down Main Street with the doors locked even in the bright light of day and gawk at the destruction. But things will improve soon, with their new benefactor. Yes, that's the factory. The Witch Works. How'd we get here? Well, it's my story. I can take you anywhere I want in the blink of an eye. It's quiet now, but things have been extremely active here lately. As you can tell, restoration has begun, and if things stay on schedule, it will be in full operation by summer. The county commissioners are terribly excited about the promise of a rise in employment and the potential for revenue from the taxes on such a big business. Let's go in, shall we? Those original doors are quite imposing, aren't they? Designed to keep out the riffraff. As if even the most brazen vandals would have the nerve to trespass here, given recent circumstances. We'll be fine. All the trash and rubble has been removed, and the walls and roof reinforced. Machines will fill this bottom floor, while offices on the mezzanine will accommodate sales and design personnel. Shall we go up? Those window panels on the roof will be replaced, of course. Stained glass artists have already been commissioned and given sketches and photographs of the original images so that the final result will be indistinguishable from what existed in the beginning. The assistant manager's offices will be enclosed with new doors, suited to fit in with the gothic feel of the factory. But the owner's office will stay as close to the original as possible. Yes. Remarkable indeed how those doors have remained unblemished over the years. Miraculously surviving the original fire, and resistant to decades of decay everywhere else. The carving on the lintel and on the doors leading into the office are exquisite, are they not? The black wood seems quite elegant. Go ahead, it's all right to touch them.
nearly impossible to resist, in fact. They're unlocked, please, after you. Surprised? I would think so. Yes, this is the library. And yes, we are back in the mansion. Just one example of the many mystical tricks incorporated into the factory. Quite the convenient time saver in commuting to work, right? Oh, there was a room in the factory behind those office doors. But it's such a disturbing place, considering all that happened in there. I thought I might bring you here instead. It's usually very quiet throughout the mansion. Daniel does spend a great deal of time in here, frequently lost in studies and meditation. But not to worry, he's not here tonight. He's enjoying a special dinner at the Mayor's Country Club. Please, have a seat behind the desk. It's the most comfortable chair in the house. Yes, another little trick. You're back home again. Your home. But not alone. Perhaps I should have warned you. Things here have a way of creeping over, shall we say, from the Witchworks into your world. Like spiders. Hear that? I think you have a visitor. Perhaps several visitors. Oh, what was that? Sounded like something falling off a shelf. Maybe several somethings. You don't happen to have any toys or stuffed animals around, do you? Oh well, I'm sure it was nothing. Sweet dreams.
That concludes Season 2 of Dark Corners with David Allan Voiles. I hope you enjoyed the story of Witchworks, which was based on the original musical composition of that same name by Mombi Uelman. Music for Dark Corners was written and performed by Mombi Uelman and can be streamed and purchased at mombiuelman.bandcamp.com. Witchworks is now available in a text format as either paperback or ebook at gestaltmedia.com. Please remember that my original story collections, Tales from the Hearse and The 13th Day of Christmas and Other Tales of Yuletide Horror, are also available for purchase at gestaltmedia.com. For my latest projects, you can always find information at my official website, davidallanvoiles.com, and I invite all of you to join our Dark Corners Facebook group, where you can find background information on posted stories, previews of what to expect for upcoming seasons, and all kinds of other dark content. Hope we meet again soon in the Dark Corners.